My name is Ketia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Julia A. King, J-U-L-I-A, middle initial A, last name K-I-N-G. This patient was seen on October 24th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has significantly improved from stage 4 to stage 3A, with recent BUN of 30 from 40, from 44, creatinine of 1.11 from 1.85, and GFR of 52 from 26. There is no available urinalysis to detect activity in the urinary sediments or to evaluate for proteinuria. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, and she is doing well overall, period. Number two, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.3. This hyperkalemia could be related to her intake of lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, period. It could also be related to it's related to her intake of lisinopril. We encourage her to decrease her intake of foods that are high in potassium. We will repeat the BMP in 3 weeks for further evaluation of the serum potassium. If it is elevated still, we may consider adding either Veltassa, V-E-L-T-A-S-S-A, or Lokelma, period. We will continue to monitor for right now. Next line, hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10. This is likely related to her intake of calcium supplements, which she used to take every day but has recently adjusted to every other day. We advised her to, we will repeat a BMP and order ionized calcium levels for further evaluation of the hypercalcemia. We will also order mineral bone disease workup to rule out primary hyperparathyroidism, period. The patient will have a BMP in 3 weeks for further evaluation. Period. If the serum calcium level remains elevated or the ionized calcium is elevated, we may consider discontinuation of the calcium supplementation. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very, very well controlled with A1C of 6.1%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure reading of 158 over 102 initially. However, we repeated it, and it was 154 over 86, period. We encourage the patient to monitor her blood pressure levels every day. To decrease her intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as her overall intake of fluids, period. As well as her overall intake of fluids to about 45 to 50 ounces in 24 hours, period. She is euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C, period. Continue with the current regimen for right now. Next line, coronary artery disease / atrial fibrillation. She is taking Eliquis for the atrial fibrillation. She follows up with her cardiologist. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the atorvastatin. Next line, hypothyroidism, status post. Total thyroidectomy in 2002 for thyroid cancer. She is followed at the Cancer Center, Florida Cancer Center, with Dr. Yellow, and is on levothyroxine 150 micrograms, period. Her recent TSH was low at 0.02. We recommended that she follows up with Dr. Yellow for management of her levothyroxine, period. Next line, osteopenia, likely due to her history of cancer. She is currently taking calcium supplements, which we may adjust in the next visit if her serum calcium continues to remain elevated. Next line, for the patient, she had a recent CAT scan two weeks ago, and it revealed that she was completely cancer-free, period. She has a history of of thyroid cancer, status post total thyroidectomy in 2002, as well as parotid resection, period. Next line, she is status post pacemaker / AICD on October 2017. Next line, adenoid cystic carcinoma. As previously stated, she is status post salivary gland salivary gland radiation. She had a total of 33 treatments in November 2020. Next line. Degenerative disc disease, status post CLBP. The patient is aware that she is not supposed to use NSAIDs and SAIDS for prevention of kidney deterioration. Next line, general anxiety disorder and depression, which is managed by her PCP. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. However, the patient will have her lab, BNP repeated in 3 weeks for further assessment of the hyperkalemia and hypercalcemia. And